Okay, we're on the top of page Reish Chav Dalid. Top of Reish Chav Dalid. And we're saying that prayer is something you got to give it all you got. And we're just handing out for you.
On the table.
Only one of them. Jeanette was so kind to volunteer to take the essence of what the Rebbe said yesterday and copy out those words that really fit into a prayer. So you could start before you daven to say this prayer. How everything, if you can arouse your soul, which is the image of God within yourself, you're able to bring out in reality all the realms of existence through your prayer. And once, and you got to remember, you know, when we talk about bringing out one's soul and revealing, okay, so I'm surprised nobody asked me this question yet. So what's the big deal if I don't reveal it? You know, I mean, so number one, it's an overwhelming experience. It's a real pleasure to have that kind of experience, A. B, I mean, that is what we call Dveikus Hashem. That's what life's all about. But even more so, the next point being, when you're revealing the worlds, what does it mean when all these worlds are revealed in you? What does it mean? So other Sfarim talk about this and say, you know, the idea of Kedusha. We learned in the Nefesh HaChaim long ago that when the Gemara says the Malachim upstairs don't say Kedusha until we say Kedusha down here. So what does that mean? It means that all the realms, all the worlds, for there to be a good flow from one world to the next, and everything is working harmoniously and in concert. So that doesn't happen until everything is unified below, then things above get unified. And once they get unified, then that brings blessing into the world. So what we're saying is when the Jew is able to reveal the godliness inside of himself, and what that means is it reveals everything. Everything in every world on every level. And when that gets revealed, that means only good things can happen in this world. That's what's happening. And that's why he's saying this idea, why should I be lazy from arousing my soul and destroy the worlds? I mean, destroy the worlds meaning to not allow the worlds to function as they were intended to function. So there's a lot riding on each and every one of our prayers. And all the more so when the congregation is involved in prayers. And the Rebbe, then the last, we rush through that last paragraph of the Zohar, saying how it's not just words, but it's avoda, hard work. And we're on Reish Chav Dalad, right towards coming to the end of that first paragraph. We'll just pick it up in the middle of that paragraph. What we just left off, that the Zohar says that the main avoda, the main service, is the service of the Ruach, which is prayer. And let's continue at that point. Uchamosha avoda shibaguf lo shimushi. And just like avoda, we defined our term of avoda with the body. It's not just service going through the motions. Rak avoda bakoach kenizkel el, but it's an avoda with koach, with effort, as we mentioned above. At shetora mateshes koach. Up to the point where he said that the Torah weakens the strength of a person. Similarly, kein avodas haruach betfila, similarly the service of the spirit of prayer, tzricha lios bekoach ubehisamtzus. It has to be with lots of strength and power, hard effort, and then, vazyucha legalos eschelke hanefesh shetike narata. Then you're able to reveal the parts of the soul that you've been correcting until now. Every other part of your avodas Hashem, which it's hard to bring it out, it all gets revealed in prayer. Everything. Ubifrat, and specifically, v'hameis le'eis hazeh, when within the last 24 hours, you've been involved with b'torah, mitzvah, sumasim, tovim, machshava, divur, maaseh, You've been involved in Torah and mitzvahs and good deeds, thought, speech, and action. You're doing all kinds of good things all around the place. Now, what do you do with prayer? But each one is a disjointed thing. I learned some Torah for an hour. It's very nice. I gave some tzedakah with my hands. Very nice. You did different things. I said something nice to somebody. I was thinking about Torah. There's all different aspects. But when you come to prayer, what happens is, v'yichabram yachad, you connect them all together during prayer. V'yos kli, and it becomes a vessel, she'or eloki, yimashech v'yizkal v'hem, becomes a vessel that the divine light is drawn forth and is revealed through every part now. L'fi erkam erecham erkevishol, depending on the quality of the chariot that he has developed within himself. So this is the beautiful part of prayer. You've taken all those parts that it's hard to be able to reveal the Hiskalas Hashem all day long. But there's a lot of potential Hiskalas Hashem going on over here. And with all this potential Hiskalas Hashem, when does it really come out? It comes out in prayer. Because as I said, and the Nefesh HaChaim talks about this as well, prayer is the only time where every aspect of your Nesham is operating at the same time. It's the only thing. Everything else is either one or the other. When you're learning Gemara, you don't get excited in terms of Ruach. You're not really getting the Ruach going, and there's very little Maisa. It's very little action. It's mostly thought. Most activities are mostly one area, generally speaking. Prayer has all three. Rav Shechaim says you have the Maisa, the action of actual moving of the lips, moving of the mouth, which is a physical activity. You've got the ruach, you've got that excitement that's going on over there. And then you have the mind where you're thinking of what you're doing. You got all three, and that's the different stages of prayer. That's what we said. Korbanos is the realm of action, because it's whoever says the korbanos as if he did them. Psukei Dezimra is the ruach, is the emotional connection. And Shema and the Brachos is the intellectual connection. You got all three, and then you come to Shemoneh Esrei, you take all three and bring it into Shemoneh Esrei. That's an unbelievable thing. That's an unbelievable activity. But it's not what the Rebbe is saying is, but it's not just, you know, what I did during prayer I'm taking with me. I'm taking everything that I've done from the last prayer to this prayer. Everything I've done since Mincha, since Maariv, till Shacharis. Right? What have we done from Maariv to Shacharis? Right? Well, some of us just slept. Sure. Whatever. You're learning. Whatever. You're doing all kinds of good things, right? Now you're taking all that still wants to be revealed in a greater way. So you take it all with you. You take you all with you at prayer. And prayer takes the whole thing. And this develops the Merkava. The Merkava is developed. Your chariot is developed with what you've been doing. And now it becomes that thing where when you connect to Hashem, all of it gets illuminated. Everything, the whole thing, all together. And he's saying, ubebechinas, it's at a level of afal gav di'i lo chaze mazle chaze. Gemara says this idea, even if you don't see it, your mazel sees it, your neshama senses it. Nafsha mistakelas behod v'zivelyon v'zameres v'shir v'zimel Hashem. Your soul is able to see the glorious splendor of Hashem, and it sings out with song to Hashem. Okay. Now, a bit of this has been reviewed, although he's added this idea of big avoda. It's a big avoda. It's a lot of effort to take all that and to bring it all to Hashem and to give it everything you have. It's a big, big, big avoda. You know, I mean, it's obvious. You know, if you go through the brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, what are we talking about? We're talking about things that reflect on what we've done until we've prayed. Right? I mean, you know, everything, all the bakashas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're saying the Shema, you're unifying God in the world. It's obvious if you're saying Hashem is one, that means I have to be one. And everything I've done, how have I unified it to Hashem? And how's this all making the world a better place? You're taking all those things and bringing them together, and then you're making requests, and they're all involving every area of your life, Torah, Avoda, physical things. So that's prayer is essentially taking everything, just taking the whole thing. You're totally surrendering it all before Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you're taking the whole package before Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah.
Wasn't prayer a substitute for doing sacrifices?
Prayer was never a substitute for sacrifices. Prayer was to be done in tandem with sacrifices. Sacrifices is only affecting, you know, one primary aspect, the world of Maaseh. The world of Maaseh, it's been patterned after sacrifices. When we didn't have a Beis HaMikdash, and we had to have, you know, but do you think people davened when there was a Beis HaMikdash in Korbanos? Of course they davened when there was a Beis HaMikdash. They could daven whatever they davened. Avram Avinu davened Shachris. Yitzchak davened Mincha. Yaakov davened Marv. Okay, and everyone davened the way they saw fit. And the Great Assembly established it in a certain way. Gave a Shmoneh Esrei. That was before the second Beis HaMikdash. You don't think people davened Shmoneh Esrei when during the second Beis HaMikdash? Certainly they did. Right? What it means, what Gemara says, now that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the Kabbarnas, all we have left is prayer. That's what it means, all we have left is prayer. That prayer can approximate and accomplish certain aspects that are similar to Korbanos. But it wasn't meant to replace Korbanos because it wasn't there when there was Korbanos. Korbanos is irreplaceable. It's been patterned after Korbanos. Just like we have a Korban Tamid Shal Shachris, we have the Shachris davening, we have the Korban Tamid Shal Arbaim, we have the Mincha offering, we burnt all the fats and the limbs at night, we have the Marav offering.
Prayer goes beyond sacrifice.
Way beyond. I mean, sacrifices does a lot of similar things. A lot of similar things going on in sacrifices. You're taking all the different aspects of the world and you're unifying them. The avod of Korbanos was a unification avod as well, and certainly it brought Yizkalus Hashem. But there's all kinds of methods. And what if you weren't in the Beis HaMikdash? You're out of luck. So you davened. It wasn't a replacement. Yeah.
Considering the tremendous power that this prayer has, and whether that's for the world and everything, was there ever a point in our Jewish history where Jewish people prayed with this intensity, all of us, and the angels responded and Hashem responded?
Was there ever a point in Jewish history where all the Jewish people prayed with this intensity and all these beautiful things happened? Certainly during times in the Beis HaMikdash it happened. And it doesn't necessarily have to be all of the Jewish people. I mean, not all. I mean, you can go to places now. You go to some Hasidish places, man. You know, you're going to see this. So that's why we got to take a trip to New York once. Just to see it. Just to see it. I mean, if you can live through it, you know, go to you go to Slonim in Yerushalayim. You know, it's a 4-hour Shacharis. I don't know if you could live through it. You know, you get to a point where you're going to say it's boring. You know, there are these places. It just go nuts. I mean, they're screaming and yelling, and it's unbelievable. Unbelievable what's going on there. You know, you go to a place, right, you're there for an hour, you know, and they're still on Korbanos. Right, I don't know if, there are places that do this, Sam. You know, and then there's places that...
What are the immediate rewards, like visible rewards out of this, like something...
The immediate reward is the... Okay, you'll see it at the end of this section, you'll see the immediate reward. You'll see the immediate reward. If you're focused on what you're doing, you'll see the immediate reward. The immediate reward is that there will be in you a Hizkalus Hashem. Will be in you a revelation of God, and you will feel it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about the world in general.
The world, there's always benefits. We don't necessarily see it immediately. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Yeah. That's a trickier thing to evaluate. But sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't. But forget about that. You got within yourself. I mean, there's things, you know, what's immediate? Immediate is that everything in the world runs nicely.
Yeah.
Isn't that important? Without davening, it wouldn't happen. The fact that there's enough good people doing what's right means that things are continuously happening. Right? The sun rises, the rain falls, the oxygen is there. If nobody would daven, not one Jew would daven, the world would cease to exist. So we're keeping it going, man. So the fact that we're doing a good job every day, so Hashem responds with a good job every day. Sometimes it's better. If you have long periods where there's no disasters, it means maybe the prayers are working a little better. And then when you get disasters, the prayers are working a little bit worse. Okay, now there's a question that's coming up that's going to take about a page. And then there's going to be an answer that's going to take about a page and a half. All right, and there's one last thing that he has to deal with. Ze sharav balatanya zecher tzadik livracha kosev, and that which the balatanya writes, v'zel l'shana hakadosh, this is what he writes. Iker inyana umahusa shel hatfila hu yesod kol hatorah. First part's not a question. First part's an important idea. The main concept and essence of prayer, which is the foundation of all of Torah, l'das es Hashem, to know Hashem, l'hakir godlo v'sifarto, to recognize His greatness and His glory and His beauty, achitisorer nefesh hamaskelas, so that your soul is aroused. And below he says he's not talking about the seichel, but as opposed to the animalistic soul. So he's calling it the spiritual soul. And he's calling it, borrowing the term nefesh hamaskelas. So he's saying the spiritual soul. Your spiritual soul should be aroused. That's what prayer is supposed to accomplish. And when that happens, look at all the other things that fall into place. La'avas Hashem, to love Hashem, l'dav kabo, to cling to Him, u'betaraso, and to His Torah, to cling to that, v'lachbots ma'od b'mitzvosav, and to desire very much His mitzvahs. You see, this is what you're supposed to accomplish with prayer. When you're done with prayer, you're supposed to feel so connected to Hashem, loving to learn His Torah, wanting to do His mitzvahs. That's how you should feel when you walk out of a shul. So Sam, those are the benefits. Right? Not everybody feels that way, right? But if you walk out of shul, wow, I can't wait to do the next mitzvah. Can't wait to learn the next page of Gemara. How do you feel that way? Because you just connected to Hashem. Your essence was revealed. Your essence wants to do the Ratzon of Hashem. And when that comes out, then that's what you want. You know, and that's why, you know, if you really dive in properly, you feel so sad that you got to go to work. You feel sad, so you say, at least let me put a Torah tape in the car. At least let me put a Torah tape in the car. You know, so if I have a Torah tape in a car, at least I can learn a little bit more Torah till I make it to work. Right? Or, you know, and as time passes and you appreciate this, you say, well, do I have to rush to work so much? You know, there's a class for a half an hour. Let me go to the class for half an hour. I wish I could stay all day at the class. Okay, Nebuch, I have to go to work. It's a big thing, just the attitude. As opposed to, I'm rushing. I have to be at work. I want to be at work. And dreading it and have nothing to be happy about. So there's a big thing over it. That's what prayer is mamish supposed to produce for you. It's the ikker essence of prayer. If you don't feel that way, then you haven't prayed the way that you're capable of praying. Right? And he says, Asher kol inyan zeh, and where does this all come out from? Now the Rebbe's, it's all part of the Baal HaTanya. This whole concept, nasalon bizman hazeh, nowadays, how does it play out? Says the Baal HaTanya, al yidei amiras psukei d'zimra u'birchas kriya shma shofuna achareha b'fem mole u'bekol ha'ma'ora kavonas alev. Ad kan l'shon ha'kodesh. What he says is that this is accomplished when we say psukei d'zimra, when we say the brachas of Kriya Shema before and afterwards, and you say them with a full mouth and a noise that arouses the concentration of the heart. Right. That's what he's saying. Right. So guys who come to Shul on Shabbos at 9:30, you know, on time for Shemona Esrei, you know, they missed the boat. They just totally missed the boat. They lost it. Right? Now the Rebbe explains. Haynu shat tvila hi la'oras hanefesh lahakir gadlo v'sivarto shomala. Prayer's essence is to arouse the soul to recognize God's greatness and beauty above. and to love Hashem and to cling to Him, etc., etc. He's just repeating, he's just translating it really. This all happens through Psukha Zimra, Kriyishma, etc., etc. Okay? Now, V'avsha Zohar HaKadosh Mevarech Sinina Tefillah Al Pi Sod Veti Kunim Anasim B'Marom. Even though when you go into the Zohar, he'll explain prayer based on mystical concepts and corrections that are going on above. He explains esoterically what's going on. Right? And that's beyond us. But Mikol Mokom Mashmi Shekol HaTefillah V'chol HaTikunim Nasim Al Yedei HaShiros V'Sishpachos V'Sholosh Rishonos V'Achonosh V'Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei She'en Gamkin Shiros Sishpachos Hashem. Ayin Zohar Kodesh. So what's he saying? He's saying, yes, there's a lot of things going on above. He explains all this unbelievable stuff that's going up in the heavens above and how the worlds are connecting and this, the whole thing. But he says, but all these corrections that make the world a better place, they only happen through the songs and praises and the first three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei and the last three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, which are also songs and praises, really. That's how we connect ourselves. And then he says more than this. Ve'af, and look in the Zohar, that says, Ve'af es brachas emtsayas, even the middle brachas, the 13 middle brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, Shein tzorech ha'adam, that they're expressing the requests of the needs of man. Yecholim anu lispal, we're able to pray, because we've made those corrections and those unifications already. So now, once we've set the stage, we've made an auspicious time, a favorable time, to make our requests. Look at the Zohar over there. Parshas Vayakal. Last week's Parsha. Right? So he says, everything until Shmoneh Esrei is setting the scene that everything in this world is in a good state. And we learned a bit about this when we learned in Lutzado. We talked about Shema and what the tikkunim happen when we say the Shema. All kinds of corrections. We're not going to go into that right now. But he's saying when you do all these steps, you make unbelievable corrections in the worlds above. You set the worlds in a very happy state. Especially when you say the Shema. When you say the Shema, you know, it's the Yehuda Ilah, the Yehuda Tata, the unification above and unification below. When you mamish say this, and you understand that everything is from Hashem, and there's nothing that isn't from Hashem, and the elements, of creation of the world, and the giving of the Torah, and Mashiach, and all these things are all fitting together into a glorious plan, and I'm on side with that glorious plan, and I'm going to work my hardest to make that happen. All those things, Hashem says, wow! Well, let's put everything together. And everything, everything's in a good spot. When everything's in a good spot, then you say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, after you can give me a little more parnosa, please. Sure, everything's in a good spot. You put everything in a good spot for me. Right? And I know the parnas you're going to use. You're going to use to maintain this. You ask Hashem for some health? Sure. You go to your boss, you ask him for a raise. Right? So you want to make sure the conditions are favorable. Right? Let's say there were five or six projects going on. There are five or six projects going on, and the whole business is in disarray. It's a million projects going on. And the boss's head is in a million places. Is this project going to get done and this client and that? And the whole thing's happening, right? It's not a time to walk in and ask for a raise. It's not a time. The boss himself doesn't even know if they're going to make a profit. They could lose millions. So what do? You make sure to close all the deals, tie all the loose ends together. Come with a budget summary of the last month. And we made $6 million in profit, and I was involved in half of that, and indirectly involved in the other half of that. And everything is set that now we can move on, and we can now make our purchases for the next season, chveis. And you show how, mamish, everything's really doing nicely now. And I said, now can I have a raise, please? So usually in their world, usually by the end of December, things have been put together. So when things have been put together, so it's time for a bonus. And it's understandable, because everything fit, everything's been done well, and it's time to ask. So lahavdil, lahavdil, lahavdil. That's the same thing when you're davening. When you go through a real good davening, and you've been excited, and you're expressing your love for Hashem, and you're committing yourself to Hashem, and you've been working your hardest for Hashem, that makes the tikkunim. That makes those corrections. That puts the heavenly realm in a good position. So now that everything's in a good position, so, you know, the fact that I'm asking for things is a natural thing to do. And I'm allowed to ask for what I want. It's not going to come from a selfish place. You follow. Okay? So that's really good stuff. You should really feel good about all this that's going on when we're davening. So now he asks the question. Umiata now al yipo leva adam bekirbo. Your heart shouldn't fall inside of you. Lame or saying, wait a minute. Haloena ni yodeas asodes v'zakavonas l'kavin v'zakim b'morom v'matol tvilasi. I don't know all these mystical secrets. I don't understand the deepest kavonas that the great Kabbalists understand. I don't know what I'm fixing up above. I don't know what's going on at all up there. So what does my prayer help? I don't know what I'm accomplishing. And there are those who your Yetzer will cause you to slack off. And more than that, and the Yetzer is going to use a chazal to convince you not to daven. Sha'amru, he says, listen, the Medrash says, why do we find people who pray and don't get answered? And the answer, the Gemara, is, because we don't know God's ineffable name. We don't know God's name. Right? And what does that mean? And the commentaries explain, what does that medrash mean? A guy who can understand the different names of Hashem. And that takes mystical orientation that we do not have. That's like a person who the keys to the gates are in his hand. And you're unlocking all the gates. And that's what he says. It's not the Yetzirah says to you. And you don't have those gates. So what are you strengthening yourself in prayer for? You don't have the keys to the gates. In other words, what the Medrash is saying is, you, if you really want your prayers answered, you got to know what's going on when you're praying. You got to know what the budget reports are. Right, you gotta see what it does, and to say those words and to understand what you're doing and how you're opening and unlocking the gates, and you don't know any of that stuff. So the Yetzer says, either way, you're not gonna get in there, man. You're not the Baal Shem Tov. Let the Baal Shem Tov daven. He knows all this stuff. You don't know any of it. You don't know what you're accomplishing. You don't know what world you're in at this part of davening and what this prayer accomplished. You don't understand what's going on. And the Gemara says, you don't know what's going on, you don't got the keys. In other words, what it's saying is, come on, do you really know what you're doing? You know, do you feel that you're going into the holiest areas and you're opening up the gates? Now a real Kabbalist, he feels how his words are mamish opening up the gates. He knows exactly what he's doing. And what do you know? Yeah, no, I'm just davening. You know, I don't know about higher world. I know there is, but I don't know any detail. I don't know what's going on. It takes me years to understand this. So then why should I bother davening? So the Rebbe says, don't lose heart because of that. He says, Avol nimshal al zideh, moshal hedjit. I'll give you a simple analogy. Ha'uman, a craftsman. Osa hamoreshos. A moreshos in Hebrew is what? What's a moreshos? Amor is a teacher. Right. Shos is ours. A teacher of ours is a watch.
Ah.
I don't know how in modern Hebrew they say a watch.
Shaon.
Yes. Okay. But it's not really correct. What's Shaon? What? It's Shaon means an hour with a nun sofis at the end. What kind of Hebrew is that? What kind of Hebrew is that? Amor is Shos, a teacher of ours. It teaches you what time it is. That's the real Hebrew, isn't it? And Mora shows. It's a teacher of time. It's fun. Fun to try to figure out what these words mean. Yodea es pratov galgalov. He knows all the details, the inner workings of the watch. And he's talking about the old-fashioned ones with the wheels and the sprockets and all that stuff. Now you have to say the little chip inside. Vubakibo, and he's an expert in it. Next page. Yosef Mishar Kolada, more than anybody else. Vim Yiskalko, and if the watch gets damaged, Yedel Atakno, he can fix it. Now, just because he's the only guy who knows how to fix it, now, does that preclude other people from winding the watch? In those days, remember, the watches only worked if you wound them. Right? Forgetting these things is mamish antiquities. All right? So just because I don't know how to repair a watch, does that mean I don't know how to wind a watch?
No.
How is it? And why is that? When I turn the little knob, it makes it go. Do I know how that works? I don't know anything about that. Why? Because the craftsman already fixed it up in such a way that it works. And let's go even further. Let's say the expert. He knows everything. His knowledge of the watch won't help at all to know what time it is if he doesn't wind it either. Because all the wisdom of the watch and all its capabilities depend on one thing. You wind it. All the winding, everything, all the operation depends on winding. So what do we see? We could have the person who knows why and how the watch works. And the other guy knows one thing. I know how to make it run. As long as it's not broken, I know how to make it run. Kein lahavdol, so it is lahavdol. Ben Niskela, which we mentioned before. Hey, Nemes, the truth is, Shemiyo Dei Lachavines Hakavonas VeYichudim Yoser Multipitulah. So certainly the guy who understands all the kavonas and all the unifications that are mystically orientated in these prayers, his prayer will help more than ours. There's no question about that. Avol Halo Kolatikunim VeYichudim Tluim Bis Eiris Nefesh HaYisraelis UBeYiskalas Halokus. But all those tikkunim, they depend on an arousal of the Jewish soul and a revelation of godliness. That they work on their own and are revealed in its song. You can have a big secular Kabbalist. You know, they know all the terms. They know all the things going on. They know the subject of Kabbalah. The expert on the subject of Kabbalah. Right? They write their Chiddush Torah on Yom Kippur. I mean, they don't eat kosher. You got all these guys out there. Right? So, and when they come to Daven, there's no Iskalas on that fish. They know everything about the subject of the corrections and the unifications of prayer. But when they pray, there's nothing going on there. So, our sages of blessed memory, the Anshei Knesset Agdola, they made an order to the words of the prayer that are like a key to the watch. Ukumafteach amanul. And it's a key to the locked up gate. Shekola kavanas v'olich yunibahim. All the intentions are in there already. They could not, the greatness, Anshei Knesset Gdola said, we know the power of the Hebrew language. And we've created Shmon Esrei exactly the way it's made, to the word. That's why you look in the Torah and the poskim and all the commentaries, they talk about why every bracha has exactly so many words. And so many, right? For example, the bracha, I was just teaching yesterday to the ladies, the bracha of Rifa'enu Hashem V'nei Rafa has 27 words. Exactly. The step is 27 words. Because you look towards, in Parshas B'Shalach, in the story where Moshe Rabbeinu threw the bitter stick into the bitter water and the water became sweet. So Moshe has a whole pasuk. He says, now listen, if you follow and do everything that Hashem says and listen to all the statutes and do what's proper, then all the sicknesses that I brought upon Egypt I will not bring upon you because I am your doctor. 27 words. And Anshei Knesset Gdola made the prayer for healing has to be 27 words. Why? Because they know there's an intimate connection between asking for refuah and that pasuk. And if that pasuk has 27 words, there's a reason why that has 27 words. There's a mystical concept of why it's 27 words. 27 is the gematria zach, which is purity. There's all kinds of, you know, all kinds of mystical things going on there that I have no idea. Right? But more than that, but the understanding. What is that pasuk teaching us? The pasuk teaches us, Kanei Hashem Rafa, he says, it's basically, you want good health, good physical health depends on good spiritual health. That's what the pasuk says. If you do what I say, you do my mitzvahs, you listen to me, right? All the sicknesses that I brought upon Egypt, I will not bring upon you because I am your doctor. It's mamash, a preferential pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says, Job, you should have this in your wall, in your office. In your office. You quote King James Version, so your Goyish patients will understand it. You know, I'm wondering if the King James Version is like that. But you put it down, that's a good thing. You know, after you tell them, you know, exercise says, say clean living. Clean, do a Kiddush Hashem. Clean living. You know what I mean by clean living. Yeah, teacher. Seven Noachide laws. Yeah, you have to give them all the medical thing and this and that, so they know what you're doing. He says, listen, are you at all spiritual? Oh yes, I'm very spiritual. I meditate in the fields. I'm spiritual. So let me tell you what the Bible says. If you're a good person and you keep your seven Noachide laws, God says He ain't going to bring any sickness to you. Okay, don't tell them. Don't tell them it's only for the Jewish people. You know, yeah. You don't tell them. You know, but it's still a good thing. But the pasuk is saying, it's like the doctor. You're going for your physical, and the doctor says, you put on tefillin? No, I give out. You put on tzitzis? No, I give out. You make brachas? No. You daven? No. Yeah, that's like eating the worst cholesterols. It's like not exercising, being 100 pounds overweight. He says, you're going to die. You look at Yeshai, it's ready uploaded. Check the last prayer class. It's a Kvaltika class. Really good class. Yeshaya Novi. He talks about exactly this thing where the Jewish people are in trouble and they're worshiping idols and they have a heart that's crooked. They're having heart failure. Spiritual heart failure they're having. Right? And on the spiritual heart failure, it says, Rifa'eini Hashem v'nei Rafei, Hoshieini v'evashaya, Kisar l'siyata. It's all that prayer, but in the singular. What's he saying? He's saying, how do I, refuah is meant the spiritual refuah. We're sick, we have terrible midos. The doctor of the soul says, we're mamish bordering on a terminal condition. Terminal lashon hara. There's no hope for the patient. At mamish, people are so ungezapt. Their mamish soaked up in lashon hara and politics and this and that. They don't know how to live otherwise. It's a terminal case. He's destroying himself. People like that need a refuah shalema. Right? And that's what Hashem says. Hashem says, if you do what I say, you're not going to get any of the sicknesses of Egypt. How do you know? I'm your doctor. And that's what you need to do. Rafa'inu Hashem v'nei Rafa'i, Hoshenu v'Mashiach, Ki Salaseinu Ata. It's all talking about the way Rav Schwab explains. It's all talking about what? Sicknesses of the soul. That's what we all need. The biggest refuah shalema. We're mamish. Sick. You know, so sick, Oop couldn't cover all the visits. Couldn't cover. Right? Then you say, what's the next line? Gisel say not to, Valei refuah shalema l'chol makaseru. Then we say, bring a complete refuah shalema to all our physical problems. Because all the physical diseases are just a manifestation of the spiritual diseases that are in the Jewish person. Right? So, 27 words. Because every Jew knows if your physically sick is because there's a spiritual machla going on. Right? Okay, all of a sudden you're davening different. All of a sudden, it's a whole different davening. Right? And there's all kinds of mystical things connected behind that. All of a sudden, what was your kavana yesterday with davening? You said this bracha yesterday, what are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? Hashem, you know, make sure everybody's healthy. Right? What about the key? The key to the health you never asked for, did you? You never one day in your life prayed properly. Doesn't mean to say Hashem doesn't hear what you have to say, but it's a better prayer. It's a better prayer when you know Hashem. That's why we in the Mishnah Berurah say Refuas Hanefesh, Refuas Haguf, a healing of the soul and a healing of the body, because there can really be no healing of the body unless there's a healing of the soul first. And if you're going to go to a doctor and he's going to heal your body, all he did was treat the symptoms. Right? If your mom is talking Lashon Hara all day long. You know, let's go back. Let's go better, right? All the sexual diseases, right? So what are all the doctors doing? They're treating the symptoms. How to cure gonorrhea, how to cure VD. We don't talk about that anymore because it pales compared to AIDS. I'm sure it's still there, right? Right, doctor? It's still there.
Lots.
Big time. Herpes. All these things, it's coming out of what? The fact the mamish, we're not moral people. It's mamish. That's an obvious one. There's a lot that aren't so obvious. So what are the doctors doing? Treating the symptoms. They're spending their whole lives treating the symptoms. Just say one thing. Have one wife and sleep with one woman. Finished. How much money would we save, Joby? Billions in medical care? Billions? And lives? One thing, Zaya Mensch. No, nobody's talking about. Man's allowed to do what he wants. It's alternative lifestyles. Freedom is much more important than health. Right? So now you keep treating the symptoms all day long. And then we cure this, and Hashem sends another machla. Right? So the same thing within ourselves. You know, we have mamish problem. You know, people are sick and things are terrible things. We have machlas. The machlas are coming from spiritual problems. And we ask Hashem, please heal me from the spiritual problems. Help me that I'm able to overcome the challenges that I'm not living up to. Help me that I can stop talking Lashon Hara. But obviously, if you're asking for help, you got to do something yourself. Go to the doctor. Doctor, cure me from the cancer. The doctor says, if you stop smoking, I can maybe help you. If you stop smoking, maybe I'll do an operation. And the operation will help. But if you're going to keep smoking, what's my operation going to help? He says, Hashem, give me an operation. Give me a spiritual operation. Hashem says, sure, stop smoking. Stop talking. Stop it already. At least take the book and open the book and read the book about what not to do, and then maybe I can help you. But you don't even open it up. Oh, this is going to be this week's drush. That's it. This is Shabbos' drush. Without a problem. It's just Shabbos' drush. You don't have to come. You don't have to go. It's just Shabbos' drush. So that's the same thing you're going to be saying. You know, the guy who's the expert, so he mamish understands it deeply, deeply, deeply. But it's going to mean that your own prayer is not going to get answered. Maybe someone will have to continue to run. I'm sorry for that interruption.